Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I am joined in the studio by Jeremy Green, who's going to tell us about a performance on November 18th called Behind the Movement, which is in support of the Mission for Movement Foundation that provides scholarships for young up-and-coming dancers in our community at Dance 411. Jeremy Green, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, you are the impetus behind the movement. Could you share with our listeners exactly what Behind the Movement is and why you thought of this idea in support of young performing artists?
Yes. So Behind the Movement is a benefit showcase under the umbrella Mission for Movement, which is a 501c3 committed to the promotion and celebration of dance and to supporting those underserved in the arts community through mentoring opportunities, resources, and education. I started this show 4 years ago because Dance 411 is notorious for bringing kids off the street and giving them a platform and giving them a home as far as it pertains to the arts, primarily through dance. In particular, there was this 1 year that they went through a financial strain with keeping some of those kids. And I had got invested in that year. And I said, well, I need to do something. Like, I can't lose these kids. I had a personal attachment to them. And I knew that that was their home. So I said, I'll put on a show. I'm a professional dancer. What was a professional dancer. Now I'm a professional choreographer and creative director. So at that time, I just used my network. And I told them I was producing my first show. You know, you guys, please come out. We're trying to raise money for some kids. I sent out emails. The Lovett School donated the space to me, the theater. And we ended up selling out the show and raising $11,000. So that then fostered into us, myself and Dance 411, getting our nonprofit, which is Mission for Movement. And Behind the Movement is now that yearly benefit showcase that we look forward to, where we raise funds to continue to push these kids in their education and dance and everything else that they would like to do.
Yep. And the rest is history.
Yep.
So, Jeremy, what was it about these young people that made you step up to say, no, you know, you're not going to drop out. You're not going to stop dancing. What was it about them that made you take that personal step and then go beyond that to start this benefit?
Well, growing up in a broken home, there were just a lot of things that I could relate to that they were going through. That at that time, I knew when I was coming up, dance was my only outlet. It wasn't as fostered as they have it now, but I knew every time I had dance rehearsal at the local community center, I could escape what was going on at home or my feelings or my insecurities or whatever was going on that all the youth struggle with that, you know, sometimes they don't know how to talk about and deal with. So God kind of told me, you know, that was my responsibility to do so. So in doing that, you know, it was a process. So I just felt it was my duty to make sure that they were protected and that they had a place, a safe place where they had somebody relatable to talk to. On top of that, able to provide actual professional opportunities and quality training so that they can turn around and then do the same thing for other youth.
And now a lot of people think of arts as an outlet for, you know, creativity and feelings and emotions. But most often, you know, it's writing or maybe painting. You don't hear about that so often, dance being that kind of outlet. Could you share what dance actually is as an outlet for you, as it was for you and as it is for some of these young folks?
Yeah, dance is a form of expression. I always tell my kids, you have a responsibility to bring whatever song you're dancing to life. So we can listen to music on the radio in our cars, but we can't actually see and physically see what that story is. Dancers have the responsibility of telling that story through the actual music. And when you do that, you make a connection. So with that, the choreographer, whoever is making up the dance, has the responsibility to make sure that the dancer understands the connection with the music. And once that happens, that's very therapeutic for them because, you know, that song may be talking something particular into what that child or that, you know, adult is going through. So it genuinely and organically makes that connection, and it's therapeutic for them.
It's emotive.
Yeah, very much so.
It'll tap into emotions. And you know, we're in this space in our country where in public schools, I remember a performing arts. I went to North Atlanta. There was a performing arts school. Mm-hmm. You know, you could take dance, you could take drama, but music lessons. But a lot of that has left our public school.
Yeah.
Is this an answer to that?
Very much so. Mission for Movement is working on a lot of things outside of dance, and one of them is starting a home homeschool program. A lot of our kids are homeschooled, but we want to make sure that we don't lose the creativity in learning, and I think that's what's going on. Like I said, the arts are a place to escape. We have our brain is trained to learn about our math, our sciences, and things like that, but what about that other side that wants to be free and learn themselves and be creative and figure out who they are as an individual? We're losing that, and we have to bring that back, because in that, kids are able to understand who they are, they're able to be creative, they're able to have conversations, be social. You know, and being that we're losing that is, I think, you know, a big problem in the state today.
Well, it takes away one of those ways, as you said, that you can express yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to express yourself with words, and this provides another outlet.
Very much so.
Now, you're saying that Mission from the Movement was, you know, started right after the first benefit, and you all...
Well, let me clarify. It took us 3 years to develop Mission for Movement. We got our 501c3 last year at our benefit showcase. So we've officially been a 501c3 for a year now.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to...
No, it's all good.
Keep the record right. So I'm glad you said that. But what are some of the other things that Mission for Movement... You mentioned homeschooling, bridging the gap for students so that they can continue in their practice. But what are some of those other things that you all are looking to do with the organization?
Along with educational resources, we are really focusing on mental health. We noticed that there is... there are a lot of kids, and if you come to the show, I interview the kids, and I have them and the families, and I have them be very transparent about how they feel. And those interviews are so touching, and they're so emotional, because you can tell a lot of that stuff was bottled up, and they never been able to, you know, talk about it. So it's very therapeutic. And doing that and seeing the rate of suicide nowadays with the youth and people that just are holding so much in, you know, are one of our biggest things that we're also going to focus on is mental health and making sure that we're getting counseling, or we're getting people with, you know, daily mentors to talk to, getting people with people that they can trust or they can relate to. So, yeah, that's also important to us.
That is wonderful. And we are talking with Jeremy Green about Behind the Movement, which is a performance in support of Mission for Movement, which is part of the Dance 411 Dance School family. Jeremy, tell our listeners what they can expect if they come out on November 18th to see the Behind the Movement performance.
Awesome. It's a show like no other. I like to say that it's one of the most powerful shows in Atlanta. These kids pour their hearts out through dance. We push the limits. We talk about things that may get a little uncomfortable, but all in all, we're very honest with our dance and with our movement. Myself, it's choreographed and artistic directed by myself, along with Brooke Bowe, who is another one of our company instructors. And we just put our heart and soul into this show, and the show is like no other. So if you want to be inspired, if you want to be uplifted, if you want to, you know, just walk away knowing or understanding or wanting to understand your purpose, I encourage you to come. Also, it's a benefit showcase, so all the funds and proceeds go back to the youth and go back to building Mission for Movement. So I encourage you, if you can't come, please send a friend. You can donate at www.behindthemovement.org. And you know, we look forward to seeing you.
Now, you mentioned that you're a professional dancer. Could you just share with our listeners how you became a dancer and what dance has meant in your life?
Yes. So I started dancing at 18. Same way, just needed a place of safety. I started at a teen club. Met this guy. His name's Anthony Red Williams. He is now my like big brother and best friend. He was professionally dancing at the time. He saw something in me, took me up under his wing, And here we are 10 years later. But it's been everything to me. It saved my life. It provided me with a career. It provided me with a source to let out my emotions. And it's also been, I've been able to travel the world. I've been able to work with some amazing people. If you've seen Uncle Drew in High School, those two movies I've been able to choreograph and creative direct. So, I mean, I've been in places that I never thought that I would be able to be. And if it wasn't for dance and people like Red and Cindy and Ed at Dance 411, I definitely don't know where I would be. So it's been a lifesaver.
And a lot of times, you know, I encountered young people, they dance, they draw, but their parents are saying, you know, doctor, lawyer, mm-hmm. or football, basketball. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to those parents?
Listen to your children. Even if it doesn't fit for you, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's not their gift and their purpose. So I encourage, if they can, if your child says, hey, mommy, I'm into fashion. Okay, put them in a drawing class. Teach them about colors. Teach them about patterns. Start to foster that gift and start to support that gift. What you want for your child is not necessarily what God has intended for your child. So make sure you pray. Make sure you listen, and just make sure you're always open to what they say.
Jeremy Green, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information. Again, it's behindthemovement.org.
Yes.
The performance is November 18th.
Yes.
And you can get tickets and bring the family. It's,
please.
It's family friendly.
Yes.
Jeremy Green, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.